will be led in prayer by Brother Tommy. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah,
pillar of truth in this barren land.
I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. For the Lord's Supper, let's turn to number 591. 591.
Savior, praise alone.
this morning is going to be from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come.
Heavenly Father, as we gather around this table, Father, we look back to you for your love for us and sending your Son here on this earth to teach us the things that you would have us to know, to have that grace that can pardon our sins. Father, we could only do this through your Son, Jesus Christ. But Father, when he went to the cross and suffered on that cross for us, he asked us to remember him by partaking of this loaf, which brings to our minds the body that died on that cross for us. Help us, Father, to partake of this in a manner to be pleasing to thee. Help us, Father, to examine ourselves. And Father, help us to be more like your Son every day in our lives. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue our thanks, our Heavenly Father, for this cup, the fruit of the vine, which represents the blood that was shed upon that cross. Again, Father, we pray that we may partake of this and might be pleasing to thee. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Lord's Supper being completed, we now have an opportunity to get back for the work here at this congregation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the blessings that we have. For the material things that we have in this life, Father, we realize that they come from you. Help us now, Father, to give back a portion of the things that we have, that we may do the work of the church here at this place. And Father, we pray that you will have the glory, and Father, help us always to carry on your work here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We have 17 present this morning. Today is March 6, 2022. Let's mark our song books now at number 690, 690 will be our song of invitation. And once you've got that mark, let's turn to number 459. 459. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us, but we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pastures, lead us, for our use thy folds prepare. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us the slain we are.
Thou hast loved us still.
Mississippi, supported by congregations and individuals of the state, the Bible Speaks, WJTV, TV Channel 12, and Sundays at 10:30 a.m., viewed by over 30,000 people each week at a cost of less than 2 cents per viewer or 5 cents per household. The Bible Speaks reaches people it needs and deserves your support this month. And I want to mention to you the various ones that were part of this particular thing. And I want to mention to you with emphasis on the Crockett congregation. Cost by Channel 12, $23,400 per year, $1,950 per month. We hope the costs don't go up, but we must prepare you for the need. Also, brethren, we must do some newspaper ads this year and build an even greater audience of viewers. Churches cooperating to make this possible, the Bible Speaks are cooperating in a tremendous cause. Red Hill Church in Duck Hill, $50. The Newton Church, $50. North Carolina Liberty in Canton, Mississippi, $25. The Nile Church, where I grew up, $100 in Carthage. The Warrington Church, $50. The Charleston Church, $50, where I was preaching sometimes during that later on. And to fill in for Michael, being prepared to do every Sunday there at Batesville when I was retiring from that work. The Clinton Church has $400 involved. The Cortland Church had $50. Skyway Hills out of Pearl had $100 involved. Morton had $50, and Carthage had 100, and individuals sent $340 a month. The Crockett Church had $100 per month. That is a real contribution from these brethren up this way. And it helped out greatly. We were able to make the cost everything every week and each month do fine. And I wrote the following. Yes, I met a couple of converts. The conversation was to the point, and they had viewed the Bible Speaks, and they were decided to obey the gospel. They live faithful lives in service at the Silo Road Church in Jackson and at the Elliott Church south of Grenada. Sister Moore and Brother Crouch are serious. Sister Moore in her retirement years, Brother Crouch in his early 40s. Their view of the gospel was pure, sweet, and appreciative. It caused me to wonder if we still hold that pristine view of the good gospel of Christ and His church. This is the message that was distinctly taught on the Bible Speaks and impressed those viewers. They sought out a local congregation where the same message was being taught, and how wonderful to have met them during this past month. Happenstance of meetings and someone who writes about these only knowing people who respond to the gospel that they view on television program. You can be a part of helping good people like these You should be a part of the Mississippi work. Please consider the work which reaches tens of thousands each week, some of whom have looked for a long time, some of whom readily obey the gospel. And I went on to write in regard to the situation. It was strictly mission work as far as we were concerned from Batesville, and of course from Crockett as well. After 6 months, we evaluated and decided to invest another 6 months. The viewership began rising from 3,000 to 5,000, then to 7,000, then to 9,000, later to 15,000 and 18,000, yet even later to 24,000 and 33,000 viewers. This was done by a company that deals this with the radio to the television stations, just like the radio stations have various reports to come to them. And because of that, they could qualify that to say that they could charge that much more. They were glad for it to be increased up to 33,000 viewers. We prayed for prospects, now we have them. Each and every week they had prospects for the kingdom of Christ. And could we turn our backs on this opportunity? How could we fail to support this good cause? So here are 6 years later, dozens involved in correspondence courses, hundreds requesting gospel tracts that teach the plan of salvation, proper worship, and how to live the Christian lives, and how to. Some have written that they were unfaithful members who viewed the program and have been restored to the church in their local communities. Some have written they were lost in sin, disappointed by the denominational creeds that they had believed and they had studied with for years on end. And now they went to obey the gospel of Christ. In regard to this particular matter, the church in Batesville, Cortland, Crockett, Charleston, and Wren do not receive Channel 12 from Jackson. We were not the only ones. Batesville, Cortland, Crockett, Charleston, and Wren. This is mission work in the state of Mississippi. They were glad to help. And they once prayed for prospects too. Now the prospects are taught every week by the tens of thousands. Let's pray for a greater harvest. It was a few years after that time that Channel 12 notified us that they had been offered 2 years in advance payments from Ginzu Knives. You may remember Ginzu Knives being advertised on the television as one of those sharp, quick-cutting knives and everything. They were paid 2 years in advance for the rights of advertisement at 10:30 on Sunday mornings. And they came to us and said, can you match that? If you can match that, we'll keep you going. But we couldn't match that. We had the $1,900 per month coming in and everything was okay with that, but we couldn't do the other. And as a result of that, that's what we faced all the time. I want to make a notation of the Bible now in regard to how to live and how to do that work. It's in Luke chapter 10 when Jesus sent forth the 70. And listen to the reading here in Luke chapter 10. After these things, the Lord appointed another 70 also, and sent them two by two before his face in every city and place whither he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest is truly great, the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore to the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse nor scrip, that is, baggage, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. In whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. In the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give, that the laborer
is worthy of his hire. Go not from the house, for in whatsoever city ye enter, they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. Luke chapter 10, 9, verse 9. And heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But into whatsoever city ye enter, they receive you not. Go your ways out into the streets in the same, and say, even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. And I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in the day for Sodom than for this city. Woe unto thee, Chorazin, woe unto thee, Bethsaida, for the mighty works have been done in Tyre and Sidon, which were done in you, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. The idea of the Lord's work being done was to be done in such a way that they did not take advantage of people on the outside of town. They went to people that had a house, they had a dwelling, they had security at the place, and they went to those people and they asked for help. They asked for consideration of the kingdom of God. And as a result of that, they were people who were bid in to the house by some and turned away by others. It is said in verse 17 of Luke chapter 10, and the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from the heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. The idea of doing the work of the Lord was important to the Lord, important to these men who went forth, the 70 who went forth to proclaim the message of the kingdom coming. They had powers to use, but they could use them in a limited way. And they could use them very faithfully in a limited way. And they were blessed of God because of that. In verse 21 of Luke 10, it says, in that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it so is seen good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me, Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, he to whom the Son will reveal him. And he turned unto his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that you see. I tell you that many prophets and kings desire to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things that you hear and have not heard them. He goes on to say in verse 30, a certain man went down from the city of Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his garment raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. When he saw him, he passed on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. And a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow when he had departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. The important message of the Lord needs to be carried out and was carried out by your forefathers in this local congregation. Carried out in such an amazing and wonderful way. We took some of the feminine of that particular program and brought it here one Sunday evening and showed it. Didn't have the screen that we have there now that Brother DeLapp made available for us. It's such a good screen. But I have a small screen that I showed it on over here at that night and showed the program. The questions were, it was built on the questions that were asked and the answers that were given from the Bible about those questions. And because of that, it was an interesting program, and people who viewed the program would continue to stay with the program because the question would change about every 10 minutes to another one, and there would be at least three questions that would be asked and answered on the program of the Bible Speaks. But I say once again, because of the interest and because of the help of the people who were here at Crockett, this was made available to over 30,000 people, many of whom obeyed the gospel. I used to go to the special event that took place on the square at Canton, Mississippi. And I would go to that even after I moved to Batesville. I would go down to that. And I'd park in a place that they would protect your car from being vandalized and everything. For a little bit of money, they would have you to park in their yard, and they'd be okay with that. And I walked downtown, and I counted how many minutes it would take for me to walk around among the people that can and not have somebody walk up saying, haven't I seen you on television? It wasn't very many times that I had that to happen. I knew at the time that they were people who needed to be taught, because it was 10:30 on Sunday morning that that program was aired. And most of the time church services go on at 10:30. They were not in worship services themselves. I was able to carry on some conversations and get some addresses from them and mail to them some tracts and booklets and things like that. I hope that they then obey the gospel themselves. And for you this morning and study with us, I want to say once again, you come from a heritage where people were very interested, and they went and did likewise. What a blessing. As a song is provided to be sung this morning, if you're subject to Jesus' invitation and to obey the gospel or to be restored to that faith in your first love, please come as we stand and as we sing together.
Careless soul, why will you linger, wandering from the fold of God? Hear you not the invitation? Oh, prepare to meet thy God. Careless soul, oh, heed the warning. For your life soon God will serve thee.
those who were here before us.
Do we have any other announcements we need to make?
I just want to express my appreciation for all the help that we've received and the prayers that they even took care of me while I was in charge. We still got a ways to go. In a couple of weeks, we'll probably start a journey back to find out about the mask that she had. I'm thankful that what was done while it was done. Because I had been monitoring to take my information, send it to the heart doctor to get them to take a look at it, but they did an EKG on her when we went to do the pre-administration of her to get the mass check to see what it was, and they immediately put her in the hospital for the patient. We went straight to the hospital. The doctor called me and said, "Mr. Cuff, we can't find the pacemaker." That's not bad. But we can have one by Monday. Now, this was on a Friday. But anyway, on Monday she had her pacemaker done, and then we went to physical therapy. And she's home, and she's doing quite well. Thank you for your prayers. Keep us in us and your thoughts. We love this congregation.
Amen.
I want to thank Niece. Everybody, Nelson tells everybody, you ought to have a twin sister. Every woman ought to have a twin sister. And that's true. She and Tommy love us, and certainly they're going to take care of not only her, but me too. Thank you all so much for your prayers and all of it.
Amen. Amen.
Let's turn to number 32. Number 32, that's the song again. Be with me, Lord.
I cannot live without thee. I dare not try to face one step alone. I cannot bear the loads of my unending.